You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about what is breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. And a couple of special guests today. Tell you more.
Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
What's it like to be in Jerusalem for the 50th anniversary of that city being liberated? We're going to talk with Reuven Daron later in the hour about all the many things that you could experience if you come with me and Reuven and Sean Thornton to Israel this fall, November 1st through the 10th. Put it on your calendar. But up first, a visit with Keith Getty. Don't go away.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Got so much to get to, and a big addition to the show. We are planning to go to Israel this fall, November 1st to the 10th. We want you to come with us. We've got several people signed up already. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's the 50th anniversary of the liberated city of Jerusalem. It's going to be amazing. And Sean Thornton, if you are not familiar with him, he is a great Bible teacher from Southern California. He'll be with us, but lots of details coming on that later in the broadcast. But I want to real quickly step down to Nashville on our special guest line because Keith Getty joins us there. I'm not sure what he's doing here on the second or third day of official summer, but Mr. Getty, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone, or should I say Sir Keith Getty?
No, it's not. It's not a sir. It's one below that. It's OBE.
Well, for people that don't know what we're talking about, the Queen of England, Her Majesty herself, has asked to bestow a special honor to you, and you're going to do this, I guess, sometime this summer. But explain what happened and how it came about.
Oh, it was just we got a letter from the government 3 months ago to say we've been selected to be awarded the OBE. So it's an honor like there's national honors here in America.
Yeah, but you're saying OBE like it just rolls off your tongue. What does it stand for?
Well, it's order. It's Officer of the Order of the British Empire. So
okay.
It's for contribution to music and hymn writing in our case. And it's the first time it's been given to somebody who's in the contemporary church music world or contemporary Christian music world. So it was a nice thing to be the first person to get that. And hopefully it'll open some good.
Now, has she given it to secular songwriters and arrangers
and
performers?
It's the level below knighthood. If you're not quite good enough to get a knighthood, you get this. So, you know, Sir Elton.
So to be clear, Elton is a sir. You're not a sir. So I can just keep calling you, hey, you, until then.
That's exactly right. hey, nobody.
Hey, Keith Getty is our guest. He and, of course, his wife, Kristen, have written In Christ Alone and a ton of other church hymns that you may sing now, but a very exciting year for you guys all the way around, because you've got a big conference coming up in the fall we're going to tell people about, but you're launching something for kids this summer. Explain what's going on there.
Well, as you know, Kevin, we've got involved in a thing called the Getty Kids Hymnal last year, which is basically teaching children the Bible through songs, teaching children to get excited about singing, teaching children about creativity in the arts. You know, the very first generation of Americans who brought Christianity here, the first generation of settlers, the New England Puritans, started these schools on Sundays where people came and sang as a way of learning and memorizing and inflaming their passions for Christ. And after a while, the singing schools changed their names to Sunday schools. And so the very origin of Sunday schools was actually getting young people, everyone,
people
together, to sing the gospel, to sing the word of God. Because they understood, like the Old Testament, the New Testament understood, that what you sing ultimately affects very deeply and profoundly how deep your faith is, which is why we have so much of the crisis today of people getting wildly excited about Christianity as teenagers or in sensational circumstances, and we have such an incredibly huge fallout rate.
Well, and that's so true on so many levels in the modern church experience. So the kind of totality of what you're doing with kids includes what? What's kind of the overview of everything that you guys have your hands on?
We release an album, and then we release songbooks, and then we're going to release action books, and then as we tour the country with the hymn tour, there's quite a lot of the cities now are offering a special children's morning, and of course at the conference in September, we'll be doing stuff now. But we just released the second one this week, which is called For the Cause. and it's encouraging kids. This one is about the gospel and mission. And the idea behind that was we brought kids from every continent of the world, choirs from Colombia, South America, from Mumbai, India, from Nigeria, from Ireland, from America, and got them all to sing in this project, some classic older hymns, some of our hymns, for their cause and others, obviously. And we got them to get excited about singing. But for us, it was really a follow-up. It was almost like a partner project to Facing a Task Unfinished. I take my 6 and 3 and 1 year old. Took them to sports camp this morning, and we were having a fun time. But the generation my kids are growing up in, Kevin, is so aggressively trying to encourage these young children that Christianity is anti-intellectual, that it's anti-social, that it's anti-normal, and at very, very best, it's something that you must keep private. And of course, we're trying to encourage kids from the very start. We don't criticize. Don't encourage kids to do mission at a young age. Well, we said no. We want kids to understand that if something is good news, they want to share it, and that is natural. Because Eliza did this picture, this kind of funny drawing at sports camp when they were sitting down yesterday, and 2 days ago, and she was dying to show me it because she was so excited. So in other words, if we're not encouraging our kids to be missional, to be wanting to share their faith, we're actually teaching them to be abnormal. We're teaching them to be inauthentic. And say, oh, this is the most important news in the world. This is great news in the world. This is life-saving. This is the hope for the world. Then they're told, don't tell your neighbor because it might offend their sensibility. Well, no. We tell them it in a winsome and a loving and a sweet and kind way. And so we're trying to encourage kids to be involved in mission locally and learn about what's happening in the world around them. There's a big world today. It's the most exciting generation to be Christian. And we, as 6-year-olds and 3-year-olds, have the privilege of being a small part of it.
Wow, that's so cool. And Keith, you're exactly right. And it's hard for people in North America to really grasp how exciting it is to be part of the church globally. I just had breakfast with a pastor friend this week, and we were just talking about all the reasons there are to be easily cynical about the church, particularly in North America. But it's when you get a glimpse of what's going on and why there is this excitement that it can refresh you. And it's something that we should be encouraging our kids in this very direct way. And I'm assuming, Keith, that if people want more of these resources that we're just barely touching on right now, they can go to GettyMusic.com and find out much more. Now, you've got this huge conference coming up in the fall, and it's the first one you've done. It is geared and oriented towards worship and towards congregational singing. Why are you doing it, and what are your hopes for the outcome of it?
Well, it's really what we've been talking about. It's encouraging people. And by the way, while I remember, For the Cause, the song For the Cause is our hymn for the Global Hymn Sing this Sunday. So can we get back up before we finish? Is that possible, or...? Fantastic. All right, fantastic. I'm so sorry.
My apologies, sir.
I'm moving.
Sir.
The conference is basically doing exactly that. It's really encouraging people to understand singing is the second most common command in Scripture. Kristen and I, a year ago, thought, we should write a book on this, but let's find some books that have been written for everyone in the congregation. Obviously, if singing is the second most important command, it's for everyone, not the experts, not the musical people, or not the people who are sentimental or feeling a little bit emotionally disturbed. It's actually for everyone, and it's obviously very important. So we tried to find a book for, my wife's, one of my wife's best friends, she's become a pastor's wife, she doesn't really sing in tune, she's trying to work out the whole singing thing, and we couldn't find a single book. You've books on prayer and discipleship and witness and being a good husband and being a good wife, all this kind of stuff, but there isn't a single book for everyone in the congregation to pick up and read. And so we thought the way to really help transform congregations is to help them understand, once again, why they sing and then the incredible implications of it. So I guess there's 5 goals of the book. One is to teach people. It's a book we want you to buy for your whole worship team or for your study group or for your family. But most of all, we really want churches to buy them. They're dirt cheap if you buy them en masse. We want churches to read this as a whole congregation. But the first thing is why we sing, that we're commanded to sing, that we're created to sing, that the gospel compels us to sing. That it's what God's people have done all the way through history. Then the second thing is how it transforms our individual lives, how it transforms our family lives, how it transforms our church lives, and how it transforms our witness to those who are yet to believe. And because you're a great believer in American Christian history, we talked earlier about how the first generation of American Christians learned their faith through singing in these Sunday schools. An interesting reflection on family, for example, is that the first generation of the England Puritans actually wouldn't allow a man to take the Lord's Supper on a Sunday if he wasn't singing and praying with his family every day. Because his argument was, well, if he goes to work and he's involved in the community and he's involved with his family in other ways, that's fine, but that's not actually his main job. His main job is to pray and sing and read the Bible with his family every day. And so the emphasis and the intensity in family life, of devotional life, the New England Puritans, for example, on a Wednesday night met and rehearsed hymns so that they sang well on a Sunday. Now, our culture doesn't have the economy of time that culture had, but we have the economy of technology, and we should be learning our songs and singing them over and over again during the week so that they're constantly being sung to us. Like the Shema says, you know, right.
Keith, I hate to do this to you because the music means that we're out of time, but the conference is coming. We're going to have you back. The conference is coming up in the fall, but the hymn sing is Sunday. Get on gettymusic.com and get all the details. I know churches across North America will be participating on Sunday morning. We would like your church to participate as well. And Keith Getty, thanks again for all that you're doing. And I'm going to call you sir anyway, just because I think of you as an elder to me or something.
You're Sir Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough. We're coming right back on Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
Tune in every Saturday at noon for Healthline Live with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., and get your health-related questions answered live. Healthline Live with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., Saturdays at noon on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
After over 2,000 games played and 400-plus runners thrown out, my achy joints and muscles are never-ending. I'm Johnny Bench, and when I need a soothing, I turn to the Blue Emu family of products. They are made with real emu oil. They're odor-free, non-greasy, and they can be used daily. Don't let the others fool you with their curveballs. Hear it from a Hall of Famer and hit a fastball with the Blue Emu family of products. They work fast, and you won't stink.
Available in stores nationwide.
Have you ever wondered what makes some of the tri-state's leading pastors tick? Find out every Sunday afternoon at 4 on AM 570 The Mission's Church of the Week, sponsored by Pillar College, New Jersey's most affordable private Christian college. Pillar.edu.
Smithtown Christian School is currently accepting applications for the 2017-18 school year. Located in north central Suffolk County, SCS features a diverse pre-K to 12 student body from over 40 school districts in Nassau and Suffolk counties. With high-quality curriculum, a qualified and loving faculty, and a commitment to help your child grow in knowledge and wisdom, Smithtown Christian School is the choice for parents looking for an education guided by a biblical worldview. Visit learnwithscs.org to register for one of their two remaining open house events, or call 631-265-3334 to schedule a private tour.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, sit. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEMISSION.
If you or someone you know is thinking about getting married, there's really only one jeweler that I want you to consider, Lord's Diamonds, and my good friend Anu, the proprietor. And she's got a special relationship with my listeners spanning many years because of her honesty, integrity, and most of all, her care about making her clients get the ring of their dreams. Listen, if you were married years ago and couldn't really afford the ring of your dreams, maybe the time is right to get that special love, the ring she's always dreamt of now. So talk to Anu. I bought my lovely bride a custom design piece from Anu a few years back, and let me tell you, I wouldn't go anywhere else nor speak to anyone else. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are unmatched anywhere. Call to set up an appointment with Anew today, 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500, or online at lordsdiamonds.com. AM 570 The Mission wants you to tell us why your spouse deserves to win a beautiful blue sapphire and diamond anniversary ring worth $3,000 from Lord's Diamonds. The drawing will be held July 28th on Kevin McCullough Radio. Call 800-345-WMCA to enter now or by going to am570themission.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. So glad that we are able to let you know that in a day in which there's such uncertainty in the economy, that some things are still dependable. One thing you can take control of is, for instance, the rate of your home or refinance loan, because right now they are still at some of the lowest in history. And it's certain that you'll be paying more if you wait much longer. The Federal Reserve just raised rates again, so now is the time to take action. My friends Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at the Intercontinental Capital Group are committed to finding you the lowest rates possible and to save you money. Mike and Brian do everything they can to help you, whether it's refinance or first-time purchase. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Intercontinental Capital Group and lock in a low rate today. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919. Intercontinental Capital Group, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS number 60134.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, if you were to listen to the naysayers, they would have you believe that the rest of the world is falling apart and that we need to be concentrated on all the foibles of this nation, because that's the only focus it seems like the media has. But I want to pull the camera back a little bit, if I could, and I want to pull it back to the 35,000 foot level, because across the way, in a beautiful portion of the world, shines a little jewel of a nation that actually is brimming with activity. It is surging with life, and it is celebrating a very special mark in the year of 2017. And here to talk about it is Reuven Daron, who is the CEO of Genesis Tours USA, and we're so glad to have him back. Reuven, thanks for being here.
Great to be with you, Kevin. Love to hear your voice, my friend. These are incredible times to be alive, aren't they?
Yeah, very, very well. It's never boring, that's for sure. Let me ask you about, because if people don't know about the jewel I'm talking about, of course, I'm talking about the Land of Israel. And this is a special year, and there is some historical significance to it. Please explain for those that have no clue what I'm talking about.
Well, as you know, and I believe we talked about it in the past, Kevin, what we are celebrating in Jerusalem these days is actually a double jubilee. We have a 50-year anniversary since the reunification of Jerusalem during the Six-Day War of 1967. In fact, this week, this very week, 50 years ago, Israeli paratroopers division broke into eastern Jerusalem, liberated Temple Mount, gave access to Jewish worshipers and Christian worshipers for the first time in thousands of years to the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall of Temple Mount, and brought Jerusalem back under Israeli sovereignty in thousands of years. That happened 50 years ago. 100 years ago, this year, precisely 100 years ago, during 1917, the British forces liberated the entire Middle East from Ottoman Muslim control, including the Land of Israel and Jerusalem. And so 100 years ago, the land got liberated. 50 years ago, the city got liberated. What miracle can we expect this year? I'm not sure, but you and I, Kevin, are going to be there together this fall to participate in this wonderful time.
You're kind of setting yourself up for disappointment on those levels of expectations, aren't you?
I don't know. I have some serious, crazy expectations in my heart. And this
That's
is,
good.
We live in Jerusalem. My family's there. My children and grandchildren live right about us. And so I'm not looking for any disasters. I'm looking for more of the faithfulness and the credibility of God's good and precious promises to come around.
Yeah. We're speaking with Reuven Daron, who runs a group called Genesis Tours. It's their slogan is your gateway to the Holy Land. And they have done such an expert job for so many years with my listeners as we have taken these trips and we have gone to these places and we have seen these sites and we have broken bread and we have just had experiences that you cannot put a price on in terms of what they mean to the overall value of someone's life who experiences them. And Reuven, I was trying to explain this to somebody at my own church actually a couple of weeks ago, because there was a very kind of complicated passage that was being discussed in the service. And I said, you know what, I totally understand this, because they were talking about the story of Hannah, and they were talking about the longing that she had for a son.
Mm-hmm.
And of course her son was Samuel, who anointed Saul, who anointed David, who liberated Jerusalem the first time, and eventually gave us the line of Christ. And so if you're Jewish, if you're Christian, there is an immense, an intense connection to these places. That particular place that they were talking about in that church service was a little town called Shiloh. I've been there. I've seen it. It's just just an amazing thing to sit there and go, wow, this is where all of that took place. But Reuven, for people that have never been, and I said something in a recent, event that we had with the stations, I said, you know, if your pastor's never been to Israel, you'll be amazed at what happens to his teaching when he comes back. If your Sunday school teachers have never been to Israel, you'll be amazed at how their lessons take on new vibrancy and new life when they return from that trip. Why is that, Reuven? What is it about going there and touching it that allows these servants to come back and to be able to literally teach the Bible from a different perspective?
You know how the Word of God says, Kevin, the Lord invites all people of faith, all people of good hearts. He says, come, taste and see that the Lord is good. And in that sense, he's appealing not just to our high intellect, not just to our educational capacity, not even just to our faith capabilities, which is a gift from heaven anyway. Faith is a gift. We acquire it through the work of Christ. And so, but the Lord says, come, taste and see. There's something very concrete about the invitation to experience God, not just by faith and intellect, but by practically touching the stones, eating the food, hearing the music, breathing the air, smelling the Sea of Galilee flowing quietly in front of us. There's something about engaging God and God's provisions with all of our senses that adds a special point of reference to our experience of Christ and of our salvation, of our eternal hope. And so God gave Israel, I believe, Kevin, as a gift to the world. In these final generations of human history, we don't know the time or the hour. We don't know. Jesus himself said, I don't know the time nor the hour. Only the Father knows when he returns. But he gave us signs and wonders to detect the seasons we live in. And we know we live in probably the final generations of human history if we understand our Bibles correctly. And as a gift to humanity, God brought Israel back online. He brought the Jewish people back to the homeland after 2,000 years of miserable and painful dispersion, knowing nothing but rejection and hatred, abuse and violence all over the world. Any other people group, Kevin, would have been demolished and vanquished and disappeared long ago, like many other nations disappeared from the face of the earth. But the Jewish people were blessed with a curse. We couldn't die. We couldn't vanish. We could not go away and vanish into the night. We survived by the word of God, and at the final generations, he brought us back home. I told you the story about my grandpa. He came to Israel walking on foot from Russia.
Actually, let's retell that story when we come back. We're speaking with Reuven Daron. And friends, if you would like to experience what Reuven and I are effervescing about here, and that's really the only way to describe how you talk about Israel, it's an effervescence. You just bubble over with things that are so incredible when you experience them. Come and experience it with us this year. In the 50th anniversary of the reunification of Israel and the 100th anniversary of the liberation of the region, November 1st through the 10th, and you can get all the information at experienceisraeltour.com or call this number, 855-867-2536, 855-867-2536. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds and be in swimsuit shape in time for the summer? Friends, you could do that if you got started right now. And there is no better place to do it than my friends at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. I'm talking about Dr. Kerry Skorsky, the same man who helped me lose almost 30 pounds nearly 3 years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. Friends, you eat whole food the whole time. You're actually helping your body reset its own metabolism. And it helps balance your hormones and brings your blood sugars into alignment. You're going to get healthy in this program as much as you're going to lose the weight. And you're going to feel better about yourself as you do it. Not only that, people will notice. I'm telling you, in the first week alone, 9 to 10, 11 pounds. I've heard from so many people that have lost sometimes even more than that. So here's what you need to do to get started. Call Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com. That's 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or a new you in 40days.com.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco & Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Six Flags Great Adventure in association with Fitz Entertainment presents Faith, Family, and Praise Saturday, July 8th. It's an all-day long gospel celebration. Start off your morning at the festival stage and enjoy rides. Join us on the big stage in the evening with special guests Pastor Charles Jenkins, Jermaine Dolly, Brian Andrew Wilson, Wes Morgan, Latisse Crawford, LeRae, Alexis Fite, and many more. Get your discount tickets at faithfamilyandpraise.com. Again, that's faithfamilyandpraise.com.
Take your faith to another level this year. How? By traveling on an all-inclusive and inspiring journey to the only place in the world where history and innovation unite. Experience Israel this November 1st to 10th. Come along with WMCA's Kevin McCullough and nationally known teaching pastor Sean Thornton. For 9 memorable days, we'll visit historic places like the Sea of Galilee, the Garden of Gethsemane, and the Dead Sea. Be there as the Bible comes to life and experience the sights and sounds of the places you may have only dreamt about seeing. What's more, this year marks a special year for Israel, the 50th anniversary of the city of Jerusalem. Be in the Holy Land to commemorate this significant occasion for the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. Your dream to visit Israel can be a reality this year. Make plans now to experience Israel happening November 1st to 10th. For full cost and trip details and to register today, visit experienceisrael.com. That's experienceisrael.com or am570themission.com.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Get unbeatable deals on top quality pre-finished hardwood and bamboo flooring from just $149. $1 off per square foot on beautiful Bellawood hardwood. Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 50% off. And North American and European laminate up to 36% off. Plus, clearance deals on small lots, closeouts, and more from 59 cents at your local store. And special financing. Hurry, get to the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
This segment of Kevin McCullough Radio is brought to you by MyPillow. Up to 50% off on MyPillow.com. Promo code WMCA.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're a secular person, if you're a believer, if you're someone who is even hostile to the idea of the biblical record. You go to Israel and you see and experience the things that we are talking about today, and your perspective will change. You know how I know that, by the way? Because a couple of years ago, I've taken more than one trip. I think I've taken 3 or 4 now of listeners that went. And there was a cynic that was on one of the trips a couple of times back. And the entire trip for this person was in large measure something that, you know, he came into with this kind of this idea of, you know, what are these Christians talking about and what are they going to see and so forth. And he asked consistently great questions and took pictures and began to engage in the conversation. And before the trip was over, had his eyes open to the realities that that perhaps the claims of the Bible, perhaps the claims of the lands of the Bible were true. And I can't recommend highly enough how important it is for you to go to Israel and to see these things for yourself. I'm visiting with Reuven Daron, who has been on all these trips with me. Well, I think you've been on all of them except one, Reuven, and that trip was, I was invited by Prime Minister Netanyahu. So, I mean, as good as you are, you know, Bibi was, he was my first love. He was the first one that got me there.
I gladly concede.
But you were talking about before the break, the pain that Israel establishing the land, reestablishing the land, really cost those who wanted it and who wanted to be part of it. And you were telling a very personal story about your father. There's many people listening to us that have not heard our previous conversation, so why don't you tell that story?
Well, about 100 years ago, my late grandfather, actually both my grandparents' families came from Eastern Europe and Russia, which was the place where many Jewish communities survived for hundreds of years in the diaspora. But situation changed. Russia was turning from being an empire under the Tsar. The Bolshevik revolution was rolling in. There was a lot of mayhem and social disorder. The Jews are always a very convenient scapegoat. And they went after the Jewish communities, burned their homes, stole their money. Grandpa's family was very prosperous, very successful. He was actually one of the only three Jewish officers in the Tsar's navy. Grandpa Felix was building warships for the Tsar, but they lost their status, lost their money, lives were threatened. They fled for their lives. Once they reached safety in Eastern Europe, they sent the women and the children by boat to the only port which was then existed in what was called Palestine at the time, the land of Israel, which was in Jaffa. But they ran out of money, so Grandpa Felix led a group of about 20 guys on foot, walking from Russia to Israel. It took them 1 year, Kevin. They wandered across a hostile continent. They hid. They worked a little bit. They stole some bread in the night. They kept evading the authorities. They kept walking in the night, hiding in the days. It took them 1 year until they arrived to the land of their dreams, which at the time, as you know, had nothing. The land was devastated, undeveloped, unloved, unwanted, unfruitful. According to the scriptures, it's exactly how they found it. The land was laying in waste until the children of Israel were brought back home. And that was a supernatural grace, Kevin. No people group in human history, at least in recorded human history, no other people group survived such an extensive and extended abuse and then rose up one morning saying, we want to go back home. And we are going to rebuild the ancient devastations. We are going to restore the ancient cities. And now that we are entered, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated our 69th Independence Day in Israel. So we are officially in our 70th year as a sovereign state, reborn, restored, some say resurrected from the dead, according to the word of God. We are in our 70th birthday, and that too is a unique number in biblical terminology. This is a full generation. This is a full cycle of life. And as you said earlier, it's the only country that works in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do when we come to visit, when we bring you to the land, you see and touch the miracle firsthand.
Well, and I want people to understand that when they take the trip, there's a number of things that we'll talk about here in the next few minutes, but you're going to have tremendous experiences everywhere you go. But some of it will be biblical history coming to life. Some of it will be evidence of the excavations that are ongoing. Some of it will be the observation of the technology that is currently being developed. And Israel is a burgeoning security and technology and A number of industries are growing out of Israel in an amazing way. The food, the sights, the experiences, they're all things that I want you to know about. And when we continue, we'll delve into some of those. But if you'd like information to join us November 1st through the 10th, 855-867-2536. I'd love for you to be on my bus, 855-867-2536. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been hearing a lot about probiotics and all the benefits they are to your system. You know, they help cut down on the bad bacteria in your system. And when you take the right probiotic, they also help feed the good bacteria. Yeah, you've got both in your system. I was speaking with Guy Evans, the head of Bioactive Nutrients, who knows a lot about these things. When they put their probiotic together, they picked the 7 most effective strains of probiotic bacteria. Then they added prebiotics to make sure that that probiotic bacteria stayed good and fed. Then they included cranberry for healthy urinary tract function. It's amazing how well this has worked, and now they've got the same formula for your kids. In fact, they're going to give you a bottle of the chewables for your babies when you order the cranberry probiotic today. So why don't you call, get the probiotics for you and the chewables for your kids. Call 800-879-6504 or go to bioactive.com. That's 800-879-6504. That's 800-879-6504, 800-879-6504.
People say there are billions of dollars lost in a market crash. The truth is, they're not lost, they just exchange hands. And the good news is, by gaining the right kind of knowledge, you can learn to recognize the opportunities that exist and, more importantly, act on them. I'm Pastor David Mitchell, founder of Tradeway. Along with being an investment advisor, Tradeway offers our students a powerful education so that they can take their investments in their own hands. We break down the confusing world of finance so that you can understand it. We keep it simple, fun, and personal. Come join us at our next 2-day event called Step 1, Start Your Journey. You'll learn to take small steps to reach your biggest goals.
Coming to the JW Marriott Essex House Midtown July 7th and 8th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. United Praise New York is coming to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn Friday night, August the 11th. United Praise NYC, a multi-worship experience, multi-platform CCM recording artist Jeremy Camp. He knows. Multi-platinum and Grammy Award-winning artist Fred Hammond. Three-time platinum and gold CCM and Latin singer-songwriter Jackie Velasquez. Dove Award winner, Sidewalk Prophets, international artist Planet Shakers, joined by neo-soul worship artist Chosen for the Journey. The operatic sounds of Vow, Voice of Worship,
yes, I know
Brooklyn's own Baraka Baptist Church Choir. CCM Gospel, Praise and Worship live all on one stage and one night only, Friday, August 11th at the Barclays Center. For tickets, go to UnitedPraiseNYC.com. That's UnitedPraiseNYC.com. UnitedPraiseNYC.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me in the past talk about what potentially could be the seizure of your invested monies. Money that you have in a 401k, for example, or in stock holdings. If you have some sort of diversified portfolio that you don't hold in possession yourself. Friends, not a lot of people know this, but there are aspects of the Dodd-Frank Act that allow the government, under certain circumstances, to seize all the money in your account to use for their purposes. What are one of the only things that are excluded from that seizure? Precious metals that you own yourself and hold without tax penalty. If you would like to know how you could avoid government seizure, even in a financial crisis, call my friends at Landmark Capital right now. They've written the definitive white paper on what this is and how to prevent and how to protect yourself in the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or online at landmarkgold.com.
This portion of Kevin McCullough Radio, sponsored by Balance of Nature. Feeling run down, don't have the energy you used to have? It's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Call Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. Use the promo code THEMISSION.
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan.
It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. Details on how you can go to Israel with me and experience something that you'll have a hard time putting into words. 855-867-2536. In fact, if you ever, you know, do go and then, you know, somebody says, hey, let's go for coffee. I want to hear about your Israel. No, no, no. We're going to have dinner. It's going to take too long just to tell you about it over coffee. This is my regular dilemma, Reuven Daron, when people ask me to describe Israel for them. Like, how much time do you have? 855-867-2536 is where you call to get information and to hold your spot. And you can do that. They have payment plans available. You can put a down payment down and then make a monthly installment if you can't afford the full price of the trip right away. But call and see what the different options are before you don't make any decisions until you've spoken with them. 855-867-2536, 855-867-2536. You can also go to experienceisraeltour.com, experienceisraeltour.com. Reuven, the experience is enhanced. Each year you bring a Bible teacher. You go to biblical sites, and one of the things that is really fun is that the Salem Media Group tour always gets to be together in a couple of places for very large worship gatherings. Talk about what we do on top of Mount Carmel.
One of my favorite spots, absolutely. And you know, if your frustration, Kevin, is that you don't have enough time over coffee to tell your friends about Israel and the experiences we'll have there, my frustration is that I only have you in Israel this is only a 10-day trip. We'll be
right
on the ground for 8 full days, 8 full nights, and if I would have my way, I'd keep you there for 3 weeks, take you home, have a cup of coffee with the family, and show you the things that we cannot show in 8 days. But it's incredible, Kevin, and like you mentioned, we go to places and we find access to treasures that fill up those days so richly, and then you have so much time back home to reminisce and to regurgitate the wonders. Up on the Carmel mountaintop, and you remember the story from the scriptures, Elijah the prophet calls on God, fire comes, consumes the sacrifice, tremendous time in the history of the people of Israel, 1 Kings chapter 18, and right on the top of the mountain, probably within a stone's throw away, where Elijah prayed to God and saw the miracles, we have a wonderful building of worship. It is called the Carmel Congregation. It is a place of worship where we have Jews and Arabs and Christians and minorities. People get together on a weekly basis to worship God. This is a messianic faith in terms of its the origin of its theology, but the place is wide open for people from all backgrounds, very receptive, very friendly. They have an outreach to refugee children. They have children who are coming from distraught families in Africa and in the Middle East who find refuge in Israel. We have a refugee acceptance policy in Israel all the time. People don't talk about it. Israel is the only safe place for Arabs in the Middle East today, and they come. They come in hordes. And so you'll see it on the Carmel Assembly, and that is one of our public meeting spots. As we said earlier, most of the trip will be done in a more intimate, smaller group of 40, 45 folks who fit on one bus, one guide, one speaker, one teacher, and we will travel lightly. But on occasion, we get together for a big blast, a happy meeting with a lot of music, with a big talk, with a big Bible study, and with a big introduction to some Israeli local experts. And one of those meetings will take place right on the top of the Carmel mountain range. Geographically, Kevin, this is the highest spot of the entire mountain range. And that's why we believe we are probably very close to the place where Elijah called on God, who answered by fire. Yeah. And we will turn on the music, we will bring out the teachers and the preachers, we will open the scriptures and look to God together to celebrate His goodness.
I wish you could see the hair standing up on the ends of my arms right now,
because
it's one of my favorite memories. Well, and because we're short on time, I want to make sure we get all this in. The food and accommodations, Reuven, you guys really go the extra mile to make sure that not only are we sleeping soundly, but we have the most incredible breakfast and lunch and dinner spreads I think I've ever witnessed.
Well, like I told you before, my modus operandus is taste and see that the Lord is good. And so we really do, honest to God, Kevin, we try to provide a package that is absolutely, completely satisfying and pleasant to every human being that comes into Israel. So these are very good hotels, comfortable beds, clean sheets, and the food, like you said, is out of this world. Breakfast buffet, evening buffets, and every lunch, we grab on the run, basically, on location. So we kind of handpicked specialty restaurants along the way as we travel throughout our days to feature some unique Middle Eastern cuisine. And yeah, it's always something that is true to the locale, that is true to maybe the stories that we've heard that day. It's fresh, it's delicious, it's nutritious, and the only reason you won't gain weight in Israel on our trips is because we walk a lot.
That's
you,
right.
You eat it and you walk it.
We certainly do. And and there's a lot of fresh produce that comes from the region that is, it just tastes different than anywhere else on the planet. In fact, the other day I was in the kitchen, Reuben, and my bride and I were talking about dinner, and we're like, you know, let's have a tomato and cucumber salad. Yeah. Like the kind in Israel. And we both kind of just stood there and like our mouth watered for saying that. Thought, nope, we're here in New York. We're stuck with what we've got here.
That's true.
Anyway,
and
friends, here's what you need.
It's not just the blessing of God, but it's just the fact that everything is so close in Israel. The farm is never more than an hour or two from the hotel.
Here's the phone number, friends. Come and join us, please, or at least get the information. Maybe hold your spot with a down payment. 855-867-2536. 855-867-2536. Kevin McCullough Radio coming right back. 855-867-2536 or experienceisraeltour.com. All the info in one spot. 855-867-2536. Hi, Kevin McCullough here. My good friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, loves the listeners of AM570 The Mission. And he's making an incredible offer exclusively for you that's up to 50% off everything on the MyPillow website. This offer includes Mike's 4-pack special, premium pillows, luxury Giza sheets, mattress toppers, roll-and-go pillows, and even pet beds. You'll not see or hear this offer anywhere else. So if you're looking for a great gift for graduates, newly married couples, a new pet, or you just want to give someone the gift of a good night's sleep, call MyPillow, 800-506-2641. Make sure you use the promo code WMCA. Every item from MyPillow has a money-back guarantee and includes free shipping on all orders over $100. That's 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies. And free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEMISSION.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It is going to be so much fun. November 1st through the 10th, you've got to join us. You've got to join us. Bring the whole family. There are families that do this. There's kids running around. But there's also a great group of people. And Reuben, this is the thing I wanted to kind of end with. It will be a special anniversary. There will be unique things of history that we will observe. We will go to the Holocaust Museum. We will go to the biblical sites. We will go to places that people will remember for the rest of their lives. But the experience itself is made this much deeper from sharing it with people that we've never met in most cases. And we come together and we are friends on a bus for 7 to 10 days. And, you know, every trip I've led, Reuben, we've come back, started Facebook pages. Those people that have been on those trips have stayed friends to this very day. And you expand your human experience as well. And it really is an honor to get to do that with people that share your faith, share your perspective, and have such deep appreciation for what they're seeing, just like you do.
And that is part of the magic. It really is part of the blessing, because when we go through such transformational, deep, and moving experiences, Kevin, it's not the same if you cannot share them. So obviously, your spouse or your family would be the first circle of sharing, but those new relationships so open us up to see these miracles through different perspective and different eyes that I always found it, as you have, I always found it to be enriching and enhancing the experience. God made us to be a community. He called us into a relational experience of his goodness and loving kindness. We are never supposed to walk it alone. And I've seen lives literally change. The entire trajectory of individual lives were changed because they had experienced not just the nearness of the Lord and his prophetic word fulfilled before their eyes in Israel, but they made great friends, they made good connections, and they remained friends for many years to come.
Yeah. Think about this, friend. Think about standing in the same places where 3,000 years ago Jesus Christ stood. And think about standing in the same places that 5,000, 6,000 years ago Moses stood. And in fact, if he came back today, Reuben, the kind of unique thing about Moses is he would be able to understand the language and comprehend the read the text and actually converse with people, because the history and the heritage of the nation of Israel goes all the way back to the ancient lands and the ancient times. And to have that kind of continuity is unlike any other civilization on the planet.
Absolutely. Other than having to teach Moses or the Apostle Paul how to use cell phone and tablet, they know everything. They know where the places are. Jerusalem is in the same spot. Jaffa is in the same spot. Caesarea is in the same location, as is Nazareth and Tiberias. Yeah. They would speak the same language. They walk the same sandals. And they worship the same God.
And we all like to float on the Dead Sea, just equally.
Yes, we'll be there. We spent a whole day, Kevin, at the Dead Sea in Masada. One of my best experiences.
Yeah, it's really something. And while Masada is not really something that you think of in terms of the biblical context, it's very important in terms of the understanding of the fight of the struggle for the existence of the nation of Israel. And then you follow up that long hike or cable car up to the top, where you literally feel like you're baking in the sun a little while you're up there, and then you go and you float on the Dead Sea for a little while, and you come back. You've had a day at the spa, my friend. You just don't know it. Your skin looks better. Your muscles are energized, all from the minerals of the Dead Sea, and it's such a lovely thing. You've got to come. You've got to come. You've got to come. 855-867-2536, 855-867-2536, or online at experienceisraeltour.com, experienceisraeltour.com, or 855-867-2536. Reuben, I can't wait to see you. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope that a lot of our friends join us as well.
Looking forward to have you.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough. Well, you know what we do. We talk about what's going on and try to, you know, help you obliterate the confusion, amplify the truth, pursue clarity. Friends, this will be a clarifying trip like you'll never experience again in your life. 855-867-2536. So come and join us. 855-867-2536. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.